Welcome to the Exit Mindset Podcast. I'm Ram Akali. Many years ago, when I was trying to sell one of my companies, I couldn't get what I thought was the right price for it. I realized I had things set up wrong, even though the company was profitable. So I spent years researching and studying exit strategies to improve my company valuation. And I discovered the same process that improves valuation would improve business profitability and give me more free time. And here I am to show you what I have learned. You see, the best way to grow your business is to look at it from the perspective of someone who's going to buy your company. Once you start thinking that way, magic happens, and you start seeing things you couldn't see before. But that's not all. I also discovered the three principles that you must know to command a better price for your company. These principles are your product, your infrastructure, and your conversation with the consumer. Once you master these three principles, you will be on your way to increasing your profits and your company valuation and get more work-life balance through your free time. I will teach you through this podcast lessons from the trenches, and we will have dialogues with some of the greatest minds on the planet. Have you ever wondered why your company is such a mess? Have you ever wondered that no matter how good it looks, there's always something missing? Have you ever noticed that something always seems to go wrong all the time? And if this part of the operation is working, the other part isn't working. If this part is working, then something else is going wrong with the other side of it. On and on and on. And you spend your day pretty much fixing things. That's called infrastructure problem. And today we're going to be talking about infrastructure and what causes some of those issues that you have sometimes. So that's one part of it. And of course, the main focus is to take a perspective of a buyer of your company. So we're talking about the exit mindset here. The exit mindset dictates that you look at your company as if a buyer is going to come in and take it from you and buy it from you. And they're going to put a price on it. So we all know they look at three things. One of them is your product. Then we know they look at your conversation and they look at your infrastructure. And the infrastructure is the piece that makes things happen. It's the piece that produces. It's the piece where it all comes together. So let's talk about that a little bit. Why is it that you have an infrastructure problem? I will tell you about 80% of it is the lack of planning, and the 20% of it is the resources. Of course, resources matter, and you can argue that 100% of it is lack of planning, 100% of it is resources, because ultimately without resources, you can't do anything. It's either zero or 100, and with planning, it's either zero planning or 100. Either you planned it and planned, no matter how good the plan is, no matter how much resources you're spending. At the end of the day, we're talking here about merging these things together to figure out an optimal level that could be workable. Now, your company could be very, very good with this product, but if the infrastructure isn't conducive to the product going out there to the marketplace from the beginning to the end, you could have a drastically lower valuation on your company. And the buyer would look at it and go, look, they got a good product, they got a good conversation with the consumer, but they can't make it happen efficiently, or it doesn't work out effectively. And when that happens, they're going to do one of two things. Either they're going to look at your company and say, you know what? I don't like it. I want to get the hell out of Dodge. This is too much of a mess for me. I can't fix this mess. Or the other thing they might do, they might say, you know what? I could fix some of these things that they're overlooking. It really is not that complicated. Maybe I could deploy some resources. Maybe I could, you know, bring in some of my expertise to bear. And next thing you know, I could have this whole thing running really well or dialed out like a machine. So let me give them maybe half of what they're asking for, or half of the company is valued at, because I don't think they even know where to begin. And the last thing you want is that somebody coming in and doing this to you. Now, you might argue that would be unethical, but I would say to you, maybe it's ethical. Maybe it's not so bad. Maybe it's not his obligation as a buyer of your company to go and try to fix your company. It's not his obligation to come say to you, wow, you got all these problems. I'm going to fix them for you. I'm going to give you the full price. If you sell anything that does not have a complete package in it, you should expect the other party to value it based on that particular time that you're giving it to them, based on what you have there. So in the case of infrastructure, it is a key component of your entire exit mindset. And it's also part of your sanity. So keep that in mind, because a lot of people go insane. And I've been there in the trenches with you, and I've seen what it's like when you have bad infrastructure, where the infrastructure starts to be a problem. But at some point, I started to realize that the problem is fixable. That the problem is not so much that it's bad people, bad units, bad this, bad that. It's more that I haven't organized it in a way that is effective. And over the years, I've learned how to put that together. And I'm here to show you that you can do that, that you can look at it in a better way and be able to produce a better model that not only has higher valuation, which is what you're looking for at the end, but let's look at the model being a good model for you so that you could have more profits, because bad infrastructure causes lower profits. And the second thing is time. Nothing is going to help your time, save your time, create better life for you than infrastructure, a good one. Because with good infrastructure, you're going to be able to have operations move in a manner that is fluid, that is efficient, and that produces the results you're looking for. And imagine all the great things you get from it besides that, besides your time and besides the profits. You get employees that are happy because good infrastructure produced a better work environment. And when you look at a company, let's not forget the better work environment runs the show, because the worse your environment is, the less productivity you're going to get and the less results you're going to get from your enterprise. If your product is king, and everybody knows the product is king, then your infrastructure is the kingdom, which means that it's the garden. It's the place where everything happens. Infrastructure does not mean just the mechanics of what you have. It includes everything from the moment you produce the product to the moment that you support it. And afterwards, anything that leads to the creation of the product and the support of that product for the long term is part of your infrastructure. So this is how you distinguish it from anything else in your operation. You look at the parts that produce the product. It doesn't matter if your product is a service or if it is an actual physical product. Because at the end of the day, what you do to create the final outcome for the consumer will be managed and fulfilled by the process of your that you created through your infrastructure. Okay, so let's talk about solutions. Let's talk about how you could start looking at your infrastructure and how you could start building it, improving it, and getting it to where you want. The first thing you got to do is look at your problems. If you have a problem, usually it is an infrastructure problem. So even if you look at your marketing conversation systems, they're part of your infrastructure. Whatever you build falls under that category. So the key thing to do in here is to try and see the forest from the trees. The problem is lots of times you're on the ground and you're going from one place to the next, one part of your infrastructure to the next. You're looking at problems. You're very tactical. You need to be more strategic at that point. So the first thing you're going to do is go ahead and try and see if you could take a high-level view of what you have in there. I would break down your operation into multiple units, literally. And you might have a company that has, say, 6 or 7 people, and maybe they do things that are all over the place. Maybe one person does one thing here, one thing there, and the other person does 2 or 3 things. Sometimes that happens in smaller companies. If you're one of those companies, the first thing you got to do is not look at them as units, but look at the jobs that need to be done. So you might break down your process into operations, sales, advertising, customer support, you name it, whatever it fits your model. Take each one of them and forget how many people are in that unit. It could be one person. It doesn't really, really matter. Or it could be 10 people, or it could be in different cases. Or it could be in case of a small company, again, the 6 or 7 employee, it could be 1-2 people are doing 4 jobs in same unit, let's say operation. So if that's the case, that's still broken down by the type of work and not by the person. Lots of times, the mistake I find people make is that they break it down by people, by the person. So they take one person and say, okay, let's see what you're doing. Let's see what kind of work you do every day. And the person sits down and spends 3 hours listing everything that they do. And by the time you're done, you have a list as long as your arm. And you don't know what to do with it. And then you get the next person the same thing, the next person the same thing. And that's not a good way to figure out how your infrastructure could work better. The better way to do it is to look at the overall operation and be objective-oriented. So you got to look at, what am I trying to do? What am I trying to accomplish with this particular part of the operation? So for example, let's say it's a client services unit. Instead of taking every person and trying to figure out how they're helping the client, trying to figure out what are they trying to accomplish? What is the ultimate outcome? Take that ultimate outcome and start deconstructing it and going backwards to find out what are the elements that needed to happen to achieve success. And when you do that, you're going to be able to come up with better answers than if you went out there and just did every tactical thing that you can find under the sun. Now, don't get me wrong. The tactical issues do matter. Sometimes big problems are fixed by small solutions, not necessarily big complex solutions. But the big thing you need to understand is that when you dissect the problem, dissect it from the higher level, trying to figure out where the big issue is, then see if there is a part of the operation, of the infrastructure for that particular unit that is not necessarily working perfectly. And if you fix that, other things might fix. I'll give you an analogy on that one. You could have a great car engine, but sometimes one bolt is not attached correctly or attached the wrong way or missing, could wreak havoc on your journey on the road. So what you want to do is assess if there's any parts, small parts need to be adjusted. Also, elicit your team members' help with what you need. So go to them and ask, say, what are the problems that you have that need to be fixed? And lots of times, nobody knows the problems more than the team themselves. So they'll tell you what they are. The key to this is keep an open mind, keep an active list, be an active listener to listen to what they have to say. And then try to take those solutions that they propose and see if they can be implemented. Sometimes the solutions they bring out, they're not going to be the most effective solutions because they wouldn't fit your budget. They wouldn't fit with some other part of the operation. But you need to listen. And that's the key component of the whole thing. So that's how we are going to approach the problem of solving and understanding the part of your operation that's called infrastructure. Now remember, we're not looking here for massive, specific, drastic changes. We're just looking to see how we can improve it. Now, what's going to happen here, as you improve those parts, you're going to find other parts are going to pop up that also you need fixing. So this process never stops because you have to assume that you're growing. That's the assumption here. I'm assuming anyone, each and any one of you is growing. If you're growing, you're going to have to adjust. You have to create more systems, bigger systems, more complicated sometimes, many times. So how are you going to do that if you can't fix it when it's small? You got to be able to fix it when it's small. You got to be able to fix it when it's big. And the methodology for doing that is pretty much what I'm proposing for you here to begin. Now, I'm not saying to you it's all simple. You still got to get your tools and start working on the problem. But at the end of the day, if you cannot take it from the highest level possible and drill down and do opposite of what comes natural to you, which is be tactical and take a bottom-up approach, it is not going to work out very well. And I've seen over and over again where other company executives, where there are other company CEOs, where other, and I've seen personally, firsthand, where the only way it works is if you do that. High-level view, broken down into a drill-down approach to every problem you got in there. I cannot tell you how many companies I've seen that sell for a lower price because of the fact that the infrastructure is weak, because they don't have the capability to produce in the right way or in the most effective way. In many cases, you're going to find that the buyer is looking for an advantage. And sometimes they're in search of companies that have good product and bad infrastructure. And what they'll do is that once they identify it, they're going to have a conversation with the buyer. Or sometimes the buyer themselves are looking for a way out to relieve them out of the pain and agony of having a model that is not producing enough in terms of profits. So let's talk about the plans. How do you set up plans for better infrastructure? There's a saying, no plans withstand first contact, meaning that no matter how well you plan it, it'll end up, something's going to go wrong. And when you plan operations, when you plan your infrastructure, you're going to try your best to make things work perfectly. And sometimes you're going to get the idea that everything will go well if you just execute that exact plan. But we need to understand lots of times it doesn't work that way. What's going to happen here is that you create a plan and it's going to maybe not work or work just halfway or work well, but for a little bit and then it just busts on you. So the thing you need to understand is that the only thing you got to do is take action. So create a plan to the best you can, trying to figure out what the problems are, trying to anticipate what could happen. and start implementing. Now, what happens here, once you implement, there's power to that. There's a magical power. And you're going to get the ability to assess what has happened and use that as a learning experience for the next round. So you got to think of your plan as multiple rounds. First round is just an attempt. Second round is maybe another attempt. Third round is just maybe a little bit better. Sometimes it takes 10 rounds, 15 rounds just to get to the right configuration. And it does require patience and does require work. But if you're trying to build a company that has great infrastructure, it has an ability to make profit and to give you time, you got to invest in what it takes to make it work the right way. So let's talk about a mindset moment in here. You need to remember that a system is as strong as its weakest link. Anytime when you have a situation with multiple variables, you're going to have some that are stronger than others. And if you want to have success in what you do, don't try and just examine your strongest part of the offering that you have, or the business that you have, or the situation that you're looking at. What you need to do is look at its weakest one, because the weakest one needs to be fixed. You cannot run faster than your weakest link. Example, if you take a car, it won't run any more or any faster than, let's say, for example, the radiator can make it run. Because if you go over that and the car can run faster, but the radiator cannot run faster than that, it would blow up, you're going to stop. The car will overheat. It's the same thing with your business or in your life or in everything that you do. You got to look at the weak component. And you take that weak component, address it massively. In your infrastructure in a company, that is what you got to look at. So you go examine what is the weakest point that could break everything down. And don't try and take weak points that don't make a difference. You need to look at weak points that do make a difference. And then slowly go down to the one that least and least impact. Once you address your weakest points, your entire system should be going forward in a massive way. When I mean massive, meaning as massive as the rest of it can do. However, if you keep it the other way, you're just going to be subject to whatever that particular part is able to do for you. Thank you, and we'll see you on the next podcast. I'm Ram Akhali. Remember, action is everything. Use it or lose it.
You've just listened to the Exit Mindset Podcast with Ram Akhali. If you haven't yet subscribed or followed, please do so in your podcast listening app. Or better yet, visit exitmindset.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our bonus content. Lastly, we want to help as many business owners as possible. If you know anyone who could benefit from the information given in this podcast, please feel free to share it with them. Until next time.